I'm just saying that sometimes somebody's love language is different, you know? And that includes familial love. So maybe you and your sister just show it in different ways. I don't know, it kind of makes sense if all she does for you is try to make you happy with what makes her happy and, oh, this is the place. And that's not an annoying little sister, that sounds like a very lucky big brother. Do you want to come in? Yeah, sure. And I think it's very cute.
Back up.
Yeah. These are the little ones. Chester and Chestnut. Oh, they love guests. Feel free to get comfortable. Yeah, you can put your phone in your wallet here. That's where I usually put mine. Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much. I like it too. It's just big enough for us three. And a few plants. You know, if anything, I'm a little jealous. These guys are great, but like I said, I never had any siblings. Yeah, I guess Ashley was like a sibling, but... Yeah, Cunningham, in bio. Oh, I've known her for like 7, 8 years. Yeah. Small world. Small enough that someone like me is somehow caught the attention of someone like you. If you don't mind my asking, it being a few dates in and all, how did the most popular and attractive man in our class come to want to hang out at all, nonetheless date someone as quiet and nerdy and hopeless as me? Okay, sure, I'm not quiet when it's just us anymore, but you remember how shy I was on our first date. I could hardly look at you, nonetheless. Okay, and you might not find me nerdy yet, but... Okay, and just because I'm book smart doesn't mean I'm not hopeless. Listen, the point, I get it, is how? Oh. No, I just didn't think you'd ever notice someone like me, I guess. But that's very, very sweet of you. Shut up, I'm not turning red. You're turning red. It's too dark to see anyway. Here, I'll turn on some lights. Hey, little one. This is Chestnut. Ow! Little shit. You just gotta sit on all my paperwork, huh? No, they're only about a year and a half years old. They're cute, I guess, if you like the sort of curl up in your lap kind of a kitty cat. They're about spoiled rotten. I don't know where they get it from. Yeah. So, do you want to drink? Smoke? Anything? Yes, the good girl likes to smoke. Okay, we all have our vices. Plus, I do it for a lot of different reasons, a lot of different issues, like anxiety and eating and other stuff. I'd rather you not go telling everyone about, if you don't mind. Yeah, I have a feeling I can trust you too. Sorry. I'm sorry if you, hated that. I didn't mean to make you feel... Okay, yeah, bathrooms down the hall and to the right. You can't miss it. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh my god, what was that? He just kissed me back. And my phone is going off. Hello? I'm sorry, what? Excuse me? Hey, don't... And they hung up. The fuck do they mean by bed? That manipulative, lying bitch. Yeah, hey. Actually, I think you should, go and never speak to me again. So, here's your phone and your wallet and your shoes, and if you could just leave all the secrets and embarrassing things that I've told you just here at my door and just forget all about those things. No, don't worry, I'll forget all about yours too. So, just if you could leave now. You know, that's a pretty intense long game that you got there, telling me all those things when it meant nothing at all. And you almost got me with it, with just the fucked up part. What am I talking about? What the hell is your friend talking about? Hey, dude, how's the bet? You smash her yet? Yeah, your phone went off. I thought it was mine, so I answered it. And that's the first thing out of your friend's mouth. And then he hung up. You know that's not the point. Was this all just some bullshit game for you? To what? Get into the virgin nerd's pants? To say you scored? To say you smashed another notch on the belt? What, so you get to brag about it to all your friends? You told me about your family, dude. Was that all a lie, too? Was that all about your mom a lie? You're fucking sick. And I want you gone. Get out. No, I don't want to hear any more of your bullshit lies. Leave. Hey! Get off! Get! God damn you! Stop kissing me! It's not fair! Fine! Fine, I'll listen. Just... get off me! You what? You want me to believe you're no longer involved with this bet, even though you just got a call from your friends about it? Why should I, if everything up until now has been nothing but a lie? No, I guess you sounded genuine. And I guess you don't seem as sick as to lie about your mom being sick. And I saw how upset it made you when you brought it up. I am so confused. So you did lie to me. About what part? So you didn't just happen to notice me and happen to ask me out. It was a bet. But what? But what could you possibly say? But everything after that was real. And I'm supposed to just believe you. Yes, it feels real. And you sound truthful, but how do I know you aren't just this amazing liar with every girl you really someone as popular and handsome as you has also never dated someone? Really? No, I mean, you're a virgin too? No, yes, I believe you. And no, I won't tell anyone. You, God damn it, you better be telling me the truth about all of this, or I'm gonna feel like a real idiot. Yeah, and what could you possibly ask me that would... ask me to be your girlfriend. But that... your girlfriend, but that would mean telling others that we're dating, wouldn't it? No, of course I want you to. I want to. I just didn't think you'd want that too, is all. Yeah, sure. If you say so. Yes, I would love to be your girlfriend. Do you mind if we don't go all the way tonight? I would just rather this bet thing kind of blow over first. Thanks, love. Is it okay if I call you that? Like, little pet names and things? Good. Well, good. Well, just because we don't have sex doesn't mean you can't sleep over still. If you want, that is. You don't have to, you just... Okay. I get it. Well then, the bedroom is this way.